Okay, hello everyone. I'm going to start very soon. So yeah, please have a seat. And I'm Jingyu Shao from Microsoft China Interop team. And continuing with Paul's presentation, I will introduce about parsers we build on top of Message Analyzer. And just 2 weeks ago, we released the first wave of Office parsers built on Message Analyzer. So I'm very glad to have this opportunity to introduce that to you all here. And these parsers not only parse and analyze the traffic, but also provide more support in terms of interoperability. So let's see them together. So I will spend the first 5 to 10 minutes talk about overview and very high level feature introduction. And I know you are more interested in real demos. So I will spend about 20 minutes for real demos. All right, so first overview. And so from previous session, you already know about Microsoft Message Analyzer, we call that MMA. And it can capture packets online, of course. But more important thing of it is it can parse and analyze the traffic for you. So, so that you can further so that you can better understand the communication between the system and the devices. And that part is achieved with our parsers. So Message Analyzer will install a group of core and common parsers by default, like for TCP, HTTP kind of protocol everybody use. And on top of that, we have the Windows parsers developed, and these are for like remote desktop protocols, file sharing protocols, and also we provide the three packages of Office parsers. They are for Office and SharePoint, Exchange ActiveSync, and Exchange Web Service. So my session below will focus mainly about the three Office packages, but they cannot work without Windows lower layer parsers. So you will see them as well. Okay, Office parsers features. So first one, in this release, we provide 130 parsers in total, and 91 of them focus on Office and SharePoint. They are mainly for the SharePoint web services. All the services are covered in these parsers. And four for Exchange ActiveSync, and all the commands defined in the Exchange ActiveSync protocols are covered in these four parsers, and certified for the Exchange Web Services. And one very obvious feature of the parsers is that they are able to recognize that which protocol the message is using for communication, and more detailed like which operation or message of this protocol is the message using for communication. And the contents can show as detail and that all the message contents with an understandable format, of course. And the third one is specific for Exchange ActiveSync. So you're probably familiar with the EES stuff. So the EES protocol can map the ActiveSync XML schema elements to numeric code page values so that the client can send the can encode their XML request and request as WB XML and send that to server. Now server also responds with an encoded response message, but you can't understand that. So our parsers can help you decode the raw binary XML into XML, just XML request and response, which you can understand very easily. You will see this in the demo later. All right, so very quick. So I will start with I will have three demos in total, and the first one will focus on the SharePoint communication. So now let me open a. So in this demo, I will try to make some operation on a file, like a Word that's kind of SharePoint client, and save the Word to a SharePoint site and do some operation on there so we can capture the traffic and analyze the protocols. So now I have started the message analyzer. And I want to start a quick using a very, one of my favorite trade scenario is web proxy. And now it starts to capture all the traffic on this computer. And now I want to open a new Word file. So we will mainly focus on SOAP messages. So I use SOAP to filter so that we can clearly see that. So as I have opened a Word document, you already see a few of the SOAP messages here. So these SOAP messages are about, sorry for that. So these messages are really about my Word settings. So I have logged in with my account here. So this message is reading from the server my specific Word settings so that I can get same consistent experience no matter I'm opening Word on this computer or that one or even on mobile device, on tablets, etc. So all the same experience. And now I want to create a new Word document. Use hello from PLFest. And I want to save it to an existing SharePoint site. So let me open this site for you first. Where is my mouse? Here. This is the site I'm going to save the document in, and it will show here later. And this is a demo, open demo site I created previously. And now I want to save to this OPN demo site. And I click the pass, and this is communicating with the server. I want to say, file name and save it here. So now it is trying to upload the document to the server. Sorry. How about this?
Yeah.
And now, if you want to, the document is already there in the SharePoint site, and you can see there are several of the SharePoint protocols identified and captured here. So first, you can see that this is a web URL from page URL request, and it is defined in the MS Web SS protocol documentation. And when hovering over it, you see the full name of the document, so you can know easily where to find out more details about this message. And the messages is in request and response. And also here the stack over, so you can see I captured through web proxy and the stack HTTP SOAP and the web SS, so according to their stack layer. And so following with that, so first the client is sending this message to, sending the URL of this particular document I just created and try to get the parent site URL where I want to save the document. So server respond with that information. Sorry for a little bit, the parent site URL. And in following steps, the client using this set URL to get more details about the content type, about the set itself. Like get the content, the list, the content types, and all the properties provided in this set. And the server response with, so you can see there are details here, and totally there are two content types already existing in this site. They are document and folder. And then clients want to get more details about one of the content type, so it sends the request with the content type ID, and the server responds with more details about this, the same ID, and it is for the document content type. And by the way, if you right click here and go to the definition, you will see all the source code of the OPN Python file. So these are scripts files that show how one message is passed as a protocol message. All the logic source code are here. And then, so here, client continue to call the FSHTTP methods to upload the data into the server. And several similar messages in between. And going on here. I'll zoom out a little bit. And we can see the Flash, the SharePoint site. Yeah, here is the new Word document I uploaded here. And message analyzer is still capturing more. Yeah, here you see the word client is constantly sending such as only client request. It is asking for the server whether I am the currently only user opening and editing this Word document. And if there are another person opening the same document, I will notice that immediately from my client. So server's response now should be, I should be the only one. So the response is true, it's only client now. And then from there, I will do some further operation on the Word document. I want to share the document with a colleague so they can have access to this document and do some editing on it as well. So I will go here, share, and invite some people. So I put one of my colleague name. Oh, how's that happen? Yeah, maybe try Jianlin. And I click share. So it's communicating with server again, trying to send, to share this document with this colleague. And now you can see there are several more SOAP actions involved. So first one related with this is the from MS versions document. So it is trying to get the current version of this document I just created. So I suppose this should be 1.0. Let's see what we get from server. Yeah, at currently at 1.0. And then client call this this is still the same. And then you see several of the document sharing web service protocol. So client is majorly using this protocol for sharing capabilities. So this get version is asking for the server which kind of sharing web service you support. So we know what the server supports, so we can adjust the client to support the same version with the server. And then client want to get some host sharing capabilities of the server, and server responds with all the capabilities it provides, like what's the customer message maximum length, how many of that, and what kind of roles I support in the server. And one of them, supports custom message. So that means I know the server supports that, so I can provide such kind of column in my client UI and ask the user to input some custom message, custom message. So if you are developing a SharePoint client, you can do this as well. Send a request to the server asking for all the capabilities it provides, and then do that in your client-side UI. And going on, get user sharing attributes of the server and get permissions, requests, and response. So this is asking for, like, I'm going to add another person access to this file, and whether it is an existing user, I want to update the access, or I need to add a new user to that. And after that, I got the response, and client sends the set permission request. So now the user can have access to the document. Okay, that's for the SharePoint part. And next demo is about Exchange Active Sync communication. So you know that the EES is majorly designed to be used by smartphones and tablets, and also certain Windows 8 app can be its client to use the EES server. So I will use a mail app carried with Windows 8, and it uses EES as well. So let me remote to another machine here. In this machine, I have also a message analyzer. I want to start a quick trace here with web proxy while the field reads. And you can see it's start capture. And now I want to open the mail client. Just a minute. Drag it halfway here, and the other half showed, message analyzer. And now let me open my account. Yeah, so firstly, you see, well, I'm opening zoom it a little bit. Yeah. Firstly, you see that when I'm opening the mail client, the client is sending this ASHEP, Exchange Active Sync HEP protocol, asking for options request. So it is asking the server which kind of EES protocol versions you support, and which kind of commands, what commands you support. So in the response, we get from server. Here there are two specific headers answering these two questions. One is the protocol versions the server support. You can see all the values here. And another is about EES commands the server supports. So client can further use these commands to communicate. And also you can see there are a few, there are a few ASCMD commands to think about the folder hierarchy, and also think, this one is think about the contents under each folder. So so all the EES commands are based on ASHP as a transport, so I will filter with MSASCMD. So we focus on the Exchange Active Sync messages later. Apply this filter. All right, now we do something else on the client side. For example, let me create a new mail. Oh, it's hard to click. And I want to send to myself an Outlook mail account and also CC this account itself. And I send this mail out. So pretty soon you already see that there is compose mail. There goes the compose mail, send mail request, and you see the send mail response from server. And all of them you can see the, let's go with the request. So you can see the body WBSML, we have decoded them into regular XML file and you can understand them very well. But if without our parsers, let's try to see what is there under the HTTP level. So still same 108 frame. And if we go down two layers and click the HTTP there, you see the payload. So this is not very obvious. Maybe we can try with the folder sync. Just a minute. Yeah, this one is more simple. So in the folder sync request, you see the XML values decoded very well here. Here. So, but if without our parsers, let's see the HTTP level. My mouse stopped working. This 55 frame. Oh, sorry. 55 and click on the HTTP layer. So you can see the payload side is encoded and not understandable at all. So you see the difference with the EAS parsers. And the last demo is about the Exchange Web Service parsers. So I will use, this time I will use a test suite to show the value we provide with the EWS parsers. Not this one. Yeah, this one. Let me bring it over. Let me reconnect and with a full screen. Seems a little bit slow communication. So in this demo, you will see there is a test case failed run result, and with the message analyzer capturing all the steps of this test case running, you can easily debug where the problem is, making the case fail. Now here it goes. All right, let me restart the session to... to capture everything from the very beginning. And now you can see this is our Exchange Web Service EWS test suite, and it has a failed case here. And it seems it fails at the test cleanup and throw a the message shown is that the deleted folder operation should be successful, but something went wrong there. The deletion cannot be successful. So let me rerun this test case and use message analyzer to capture the case throughout logics. Sorry, I don't know what I clicked just now, but. So, all right, as time is limited, I will just open a previously saved capture file so that you can get what I mean here. Let me stop it and open with message analyzer. Yeah, so this is run the same case several days ago, so let me use SOAP to filter all the messages related with AWS. So the case is it's not the same one. All right, so something wrong with the connection, so that's I will show you later with that. And so I will finish all the demos here. And so resources, this is the where you can download the message analyzer, and all the open source code are installed in your local in your local path like this. And you, in the start page, you can install the Office Parser packages as the red circles there. Yeah. So all right, that's all for my path. Thank you. Okay, sorry.